Okay, so then let's start with Shin Samach Aleph Sif Kotin Beis. And it's actually, I think it's an amazingly exciting piece. I don't know, did you get all excited by it?
No.
You didn't?
Well, not a big fish. Huge fish.
I think it's an amazingly exciting piece. So it deals with Yeyush both for Avedo and for Gezeiro. And so what I wanted to do first was do the Tosfos and Bava Kamma first, which deals with the comparison between Gezeiro and Avedo, and then do the Tosfos and Eilim Metzius, and the Ramban in Eilim Metzius, which deals with the hybrid of Gezeiro and Avedo. What happens when Gezeiro and Avedo come together? So that's the two Gemaras. One is Yeyush in Avedo as compared to Yeyush in Gezeiro. And one is what happens when Avedo and Gezeiro are brought together. So if we look at Bava Kamma Samach Vava Amud Aleph,
that's our Rabba case, right?
Yes, which is a piece of Gemara that we've done a few times in various different contexts.
Right.
Where the Gemara says Yeyush, Amri Rabbonin Dinikni. Rabbonim have determined that Yeyush, you're koneh with Yeyush. And I've been struggling a little bit with the loshen of that. We touched on it last week and the week before, that is Yeyush actually the kinyan? Can you be koneh by Yeyush? It doesn't seem to be Yeyush that is the kinyan. Surely all we're saying is that once there has been Yeyush, you can be koneh, using one of the regular kinyonim. But we saw in the Pnei Yeshua last time that Yeyush is exeris hakosuv. The idea that Yeyush is koneh, as Tosfos said, is not hefker. It's not that it just makes it hefker and now it makes it available to be nikneh. It seems more than that. Yeyush actually seems to be something that is makneh to you if you're holding it. If it's sitting in the Rishus HaRabim and you're miyayish, then I guess nothing. But it somehow seems to do something more than just be mafkir. Yeyush seems to be stronger than hefker. The question of the Gemara is it Doraisa or is it the Rabbanin? What's the tzad to say it's Doraisa? Maybe Yeyush in Gezeiro should work the same as Yeyush works in Aveda. So the Gemara's kasha of whether it's the Rabbanin or Doraisa seems to be dafka on Gezeiro. There's no question that in Aveda it's Doraisa. The question is, can you extend the Doraisa in Aveda, since it's Gezeiro Sakosu? You might not be able to extend it. It might only be Aveda. Maitzi Aveda lav kivan de miyaish moromino mekami de tesi liyode kanile. And here the Loshen gets very difficult, because the Gemara says in the case of Maitzi Aveda, isn't it right that once he's been miyaish, once the owner has been miyaish, before it comes into the hands of the Maitzi, kanile, then the moitze by picking it up is kone. Hainami kivan de miyayish mora kanile. Here he doesn't say kodim shibol yodo, of course, because in Gezeiro it can't be kodim shibol yodo. The only time that yayish will happen is when he notices it's missing. If he notices it's missing, it's already in your hands. So in Gezeiro there can't be a kodim shibol yodo. So immediately the question which Tosfos grapples with is, what is even the comparison? Leaving aside the Gezeiro and Aveda, one came by Isur, one didn't, which the Gemara goes on to, but even leaving that aside, the mere fact that in Gezeiro you can't have a Kodim Shibol Yodin, what's even the Havamina that you can compare these to?
Well, the previous Tosfos, the Motz Aveda one, which brings the Deraisa source for Aveda, for Yish, it does seem to be The source in the Torah is talking about a case where the Yeyush happens prior to the... No, that's the other way, isn't it? The Yeyush happens... The source of Simla.
Right.
Where people... Where the Balabat... The owner's going around saying... looking for his item because it is a Simla. So that implies that...
He has not yet been miyayish.
That implies that it hasn't been a yeyush yet. So that's the case of Aveda. That's the deraisa source of yeyush by Aveda. It's actually opposite. It's actually even worse, isn't it? Because
since there's timanim, he believes there are people who are going to find it.
Yeah.
It's very, just learning the Gemara of Stam, it's very hard to even imagine why you could extrapolate a gzeila from Aveda.
Yeah. So, did Rashi, though, Rashi on this Gemara, at the end of that Rashi...
Yeah, so let's look at the Al-Makani. So let's just look at the Rashi. Moitzi Aveda Lavkim and the Miyash Le'imora. Mekami detesi liyodei kani lo im nisyashu bailim kodim shimetsu'o ze kono detanya be'ele metziyus. It has to be avudo mimenu before you can fix it up. And that makes it metsuyo to everybody else. Yotzu suzu almo kani v'hocha b'gzeidit ati liyade mikame yeush v'hoda iyoish sagi le bedomim, says Rashi, and this is lactosis. Sagi le bedomim, so let's understand Rashi when we do the tosis in a moment. But clearly, Rashi is already grappling with the problem. That's the second side, and the whole thing of Yisura Bali Yodei we covered in Sifkot and Aleph of the Sima. So says Tosfos. How can you even make a comparison? Gezeilo that Yeish can only possibly be after it comes into his hand, and in Aveda it only works provided it's before it comes into his hand. The whole problem is whether you be mischayev be'ashova. Since if you pick it up before Yeush, you are chayev be'ashova, and that chiyuv doesn't disappear until you return it. So you chayev be'ashova. But mikol makom hayokoneli inyanzeshlo is chayev l'shanim ki im domim. Nevertheless, Yeush works. So it's a strange thing with Aveda. The chiyuv hashova is independent of your ownership of the thing you found. You could even own the thing you found and still have a chiyuv hashova. How do you do that? How do you meishiv something to somebody else if you own it? You meishiv the value. So what happens with Yeush, you become the owner of the chayfetz, but not the owner of its value. You remember many times we've been able to understand halachas by separating the value from the chayfetz. And so here too, what happens at Yeush is you become the owner of the Chefza, but not the owner of its value. You have to give the value back to the original owner, because that's a Chiyuv Hashova which never disappears. Kamoila Gabi Gezel. So in Gezel as well, we should say that even though there's a Chiyuv to pay the owner, nevertheless, you can be Koine the Chefetz. So we're not trying to make a comparison from the actual case of Kodim Shibar Liyodoi. Although the Gemara says, but that's not what we're really proving from, says Tosfos. What we're proving from is the case of Le'achar Shibar Liyodoi. Since Kodim Shibar Liyodoi is Koine, if it's la'achas shibor liyodei, he's still koneh. It's just that the only difference is he would have to still pay the tashlum.
Well, it's difficult why the Gemara would bother saying
It's not easy. Rashi seems to learn it the same way.
Right.
And it's firstly it's a big chiddush that we haven't really heard anywhere else before, that if you're moitze and aveda and you pick it up before Yeush, and then the balabais is Meyayesh, you can keep the Aveda, but you have to pay back the Tashlumin. It's a chidush that even in Aveda there's that separation between value and Chefza. We've had that. We understand that. The Ganav can acquire the object, but has to return the value. But in Aveda, where they're terrible, the other, and it's so strange that in Aveda there's that same separation, but that's how Tosfos learns that there's a neat comparison between Gzeilo and Aveda. The only difference is that in Aveda, if the Yeush takes place before he lifts it up, then he doesn't have to pay anything. Then he doesn't even have to give the value back.
Right.
It sounds, you know, by Gzela, we say Behishiv is Gzela Shagozo. I mean, it really seems the opposite. One should have to return the goof and be compensated for the damming. And over here too, the way Rashi puts it, the Sagile Vedami, meaning the concept we talked about before, separating Chefza and the Damim, that which is more Shaykh to the Balabais is really the Chefetz. You would actually think it's the opposite. But the way Rashi puts it, Sagile Vedami, you can get away with a token approach. So Damim is the more token approach, but you can keep the ikar, which is the chavetz.
Yeah, you can be mekayim your chiyuv of hashava with damim,
right? Which is not. It sounds like in terms of ikar and tafel, the ikar is the chavetz.
Right.
The way Rashi puts it, you can get away with simply giving back the damim, which is sort of a compromise.
Because you have some kind of Kenyan, because you have some kind of Kenyan in the Chafetz.
Yeah. But clearly, according to Rashi and Tosfos, the Gemara should have referred to Yush Mikveh to say to the Yadei. It should have simply said, the precedent is Aveda. Not talk about when the Yush happened. Yeah.
Question that both Rashi and Tosfos, because they learn the same way, are stressing the pshat, the Loshon HaGemara. That they are putting it under stress. It's not that the Loshon HaGemara is not the pashtus the way they're learning. They're forced into that way of learning because otherwise the Gemara doesn't make any sense. But it doesn't seem to be the Pashtus, which is where the Ksos HaKosh is going to come up in offering an alternative. That there is another way to learn this Gemara.
So are we saying that every Aveda case, every classic Aveda case is Yish Mikami?
Every classic Gezela case is Yish Labosa. Aveda can be either way. You can pick up the Aveda before the person's being Miyash or after the person's being Miyash.
Why does the Gemara lay it out as given the Miyash Mar Minei Mikami?
Because Bepashtus, it means if he was Miyash after he picked it up, his it doesn't work. He's not Koine.
Not Koine at all.
That's Bepashtus. But Tosfos now comes and introduces the thing. Well, he is.
Right.
Even if he's Miyash before, he's not Koine Le Gamri, but he's Koine Le Chayfetz. Although he still has to pay back the Tashlim.
Well, when Rabbah himself said, you know, that we are mesupik, whether it's derabbanan or it's deraisa, maybe he meant because of these issues themselves, because of sequence. If I could do a complete parallel between Gezela and Aveda, then I would know that it is deraisa, and I would know that you're koina.
Yes, well, I think the two differences that make it clear, the one is isura or hetera, baliyodo.
Right.
And
right.
The other is this issue that Gezela you can only have the Yeush after the Bali, the Basad the Bali Yodo, whereas in Gezela you can have it before.
Right. So originally when looking at this Gemara we thought the only difference is that Gezela is Isser and this is Heter. So but now we have an additional difference, which is the sequence.
Correct.
Which the Ramban will address.
That's it.
Okay.
So now let's go to Tibbo of Metzia. So in Bava Metzia, the case is Omar Rova. So there are a lot of things with Rova is this Rova or Rabba is the other one, Rova or Rabba, but it seems as if it might be the same Amora. I mind the Chazi de Nofal Zuzi Michavre. Sorry, no, before that. Ro Sela Shenof Noflo. The Tzolo Livne Yeush al Manasla Gozla. So here we get the introduction of the hybrid case. He doesn't take it. So here there's a possibility of Yeush being Le'acha Shebor Le'yodoy, being Lifnei Shebor Le'yodoy. Normally with Gezela, there cannot be Yeush Lifnei Shebor Le'yodoy because his taking it is what triggers the whole thing. But here, this is not triggered by Gezela. It's triggered by an Aveda. It's just that he's Gezel the Aveda. The Balabos has not been Miyayish yet, and he lifts it up in order to be Gozer. Says the Gemara, over Bukur, everything that could possibly be over, he's over. Mishum Loi Sigzo, he's just stolen something that isn't his. Mishum Hashev Teshivim, and he's been Mevatel the Aser of returning. Mishum Loi Tuchali Zali. So he's over the Aser associated with Avedo, and he's over the love of Loi Sigzo. V'yapar gav dechozor la'acha Yeush, and even though if he had charota later on and after Yeush, he finds the person and he gives it back. One would think he's been mesakin everything. He's given back the gezeira, he's returned the aveda. Matonu hu deyoyvle v'yisura de'ovad ovad. Says the Gemara, that's just a matone. He's been koine l'chefetz completely. What he's given back, he didn't have to give back neither the value nor the item, which is strange. Why not? Why wouldn't he have had to give him back? Because he picked it up before there was Yeush, and then Yeush was after. So if it was a plain case of Aveda, if there was no Gezela involved, based on what we've just learned in Bava Kamma, so that he picks it up and then there is Yeush, what would the din be? Based on the Rashi and Tosfos as we learned it, he picked it up and then there is Yeush. He would have to give back the value, but not the article. Is that right?
Yeah.
But here that doesn't even work, says the Gemara. He doesn't have to give back anything. He owns it all. He's been koneh everything.
So what's the difference here? Why is there?
What makes the difference? So Tosfos asks. Matanu ba'alma hu diyavle. We know that Lo Sigzol is a Nitakli Ase, which means if you do the Ase associated with the Loisa Ase, if you return the Gezela, you can be Mesakin the love. In Kim Kivan Delinian Gezela Loi Mikri Matono, so it clearly can't be called a Matono like Gabi Gezela, otherwise you wouldn't be Mesakin the love. Gamashiv to Shivem Lama Lo Sigzol. So it's not a matona legabi gezela. So why is it a matona legabi ashev teshivim? V'yeshlema deloi koi elo alav deloi tuchalis alev she'ovad. You write this Tosfos. He's mesakin the gezela and he's mesakin ashev teshivim. It's just loi tuchalis alev that he's not mesakin. Why?
The Veda case. Which is the Aveda.
Why? Shelohe is a Kodim Yeush. Because once there's been Yeush and he hasn't been Mahzir, you can never recover the love of Leitu Chali Saleh.
Oh, there's no Asay to fix it.
And there's no Asay to fix it once he's been Miyayish. It's a Me'uvat Lo Yuchol Letakin. It's one of these things that you can't fix.
So really, with respect to Gezela, he could. It isn't a matana.
It is not. He can fix it and return.
When we say it's a matana, we mean only with respect to Lo Sukhali Saleh?
Yes, he's diluted this whole Be'afagav. To say it doesn't mean that he's not Masakin anything. The Geneva is Masakin, Hashif Teshivim is Masakin. It's just the Lo Sukhali Saleh that he's not Masakin. It's not possible that he can't be Masakin the first two, says Tosfos.
But the Loshin Matana?
Yeah.
And Matona applies legabi lo yitzuchal liyisalem. Since it's his completely, how you say lo yitzuchal liyisalem, he's giving it back. No, what he's giving back, Legabi, the dinim of Aveda, what he's giving back is his own chayfetz. The Aveda, he's already lost the opportunity of giving back because he didn't do it before Yesh.
Is there a chiyuv to give back the damim or not?
No. Not Legabi, the Isur Aveda. Not Legabi, the Aveda. The Is Legabi, the Gzela. So Tosfos keeps them very separate. The Gzela and the Aveda piece is keeping very separate.
So the aspect of Matana and saying that you were koine this Aveda in an Aveda case, if you look at the aspects of Gzela in this case, there are still are opportunities.
Yes. In the Gzela case, there are opportunities.
Right. So from the Aveda perspective, there's a full Kenyan with no obligation to return it, and no repair possible.
Yes. So Tosfos is very, both Tosfosin are very unusual. Both Tosfosin give us trouble in the Lashon of the Gemara.
Pretty vague.
Both Tosfosin are struggling. You don't feel the Tosfos like is really, really on top of it in a kind of way. It's a little though difficult Tosfosin. So now, let's move to the... The first thing is to see the Lashon of the Baal HaMoed. Before we do the Ramban himself, if you look at just the opening Lashon of the Baal HaMoed, not a lot of the Lashon, there's something very fascinating about it. So if you look at the Baal HaMoed on... I think Yudalad in the Dapei Arif, is that right?
Yeah.
So he brings Omar Rava, Ra Osela Shenoflo, Lifne Yeush, Natolo Al Manasla Gozla, Over Bukulon, Mishumlo Sigzo, Vukuli, Pirish Marav Yehudoi, Vafal Gavda Hadre, Labosa Yeush, Matona Baalmahu de Koyoiv Levi, Sura de Ovad Ovad. What is that about?
The Gemara.
You would think it's the Gemara, but he says Pirish Marav Yehudoi. Where does he get that from? It's a Mefurusha Gemara.
Maybe the Kasha, the next part.
So it's very, very interesting. I was preparing this with Moshe last night, and he found on the Bahag, which is Rav Yehudoi Gon, according to most people, Rav Yehudoi Gon is the Bahag. On the Bahag, there's a Hagos Ben Aryeh. The Hagos Ben Aryeh is the father of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, wrote Hagos on the Bahag. And he writes on this piece of Bahag, he says, this is Rav Yehudoi Gon, which was reinserted into the Gemara later. So that Ve'afalgav piece was not in the Baal HaMoed's Gemara. Interestingly. Although the Rif brings it, which is strange, the Rif kind of brings it all. But he says on the Bahag, this is a piece of Bahag which was put into the Gemara. And more than that, if you see that the way the Baal HaMoed brings it is, he says, Pirish Marav Yehudoi Gon. So he takes it that this is a Pirish on the Maimra. The Maimra is only the first piece. Rava only says, Tzela Shanafra, Rav Shev, Shanafra, Natal, Ibn Yish, Raman, Asla, Gezal, Eber, Bekulon, Mishon, Rav Tigzel, Hashev, Teshivim, and Lotichal, Yisalim. That's the Maimra of Rava. Rav Yehudoi Gon asks, and what happens if you machzir? And he says, no, if you machzir, it's your own. You've been machzir. This is something you can't even be mesakir.
Until where? Until Natla Lifnei Yish.
Until Isurud Ovad Ovad. Yes, until Natla Lifnei Yish. That's an all. That's all an addition from Rav Yehudoi Gon from the Baha'i. So it's interesting, almost that Tosfos kind of senses there's something wrong with this Afalgav. In Tosfos, it gives it clearly this was in the Gemara, and Tosfos feels there's something wrong with it. He has a difficulty with it because he doesn't learn it as a Perush. He learns it as part of Rava's Maimra. So Rava is adding on and saying you're over all these three and you can't be Marzu. Asks Tosfos, but why shouldn't you be able to legabi gzeila? You can. Tosfos says, "Ainakanami, it's just legabi lo tuchal liisale." But where Pirish Marav Yehudoi, where the Baal HaMoed brings the Bahag as being mefarish, he's being mefarish the whole statement of Rava, which means as a mefarish, it goes on all three.
Wow.
So the question is how?
Wow.
If it's Rava himself, you can say Rava's only talking about one of the three. But if you're saying Pirish my Rav Yehudoi, then it would seem that he's being mefarish the whole maimer of Rava. So now let's look at the Ramban's Perish. We won't go with it. The Ban Amoras, because for the Ksesa Koshin, all that really concerns us is the Perish of the Ramban, where he starts, V'hach hu svara de goen zal. Have you got that?
This is really good.
V'hach hu svara de goen zal. So he says, "V'hochi usvara de gonzal." His first. This is really where he kind of shakes everything up. He says, "Digazela ve'aveda hizu." The only way you can understand this maimer of Rava is to understand that this is a hybrid case that entails both gazela and aveda. That's what Rava has done in this case that he's created. This is not a comparison of gazela and aveda as the Gemara and Bava Kamma is. This is a synthesis of gazela ve'aveda. So now let's unpack what that means. The avedo niknes b'yeyush hecho sheloi netzola. If you have not yet picked up the avedo, yeyush works. But gezelo eina niknes b'yeyush midorai seloi ilam. But yeyush does not work with gezelo. So let's get that clear first. Yeyush works with geneva, it does not work with gezelo. And if you want to say even by gezeila it is nikne, it does work. It only works on the chetze, but not on its value. You will always have to repay the value. You never koine the value with yeyush in gezeila. So he's already set himself apart from Tosis. This that you separate the chetze and the value, where you can keep the chetze but return the value, is a din in gezeila. It's not a din in aveda. In Aveda, you can be koine completely on condition that you lifted it up after the yesh. So let's look at this case of Rav, Vizu. Kivan shenot lo goyiz lo v'lo yila hashivo. If he had picked it up in order to return it, that would have been different. But he didn't. He picked it up in order to steal. Harehi kimunachas bekarka. Then, as far as the owner's yeush is concerned, it's as if it's still where he dropped it. The nikneis b'yeush mitam aveda. Okay, so it's from the owner's perspective. Nobody's picked it up. It doesn't have a shomer. So from the owner's perspective, it's lost somewhere. It's out there somewhere. That being the case, he can be miyayish, and the yeyush is chal. Debishlomo hecha shenotolo b'teiras aveda. Had he lifted it up with the intention of being machzir, of being a shomer aveda, v'loya menas l'goizlo, koidim yeyush, and this would have been before yeyush, then eifshal liknosa b'yeyush. Then yeyush cannot possibly work. Yeyush, it's true that yeyush works with aveda, but strictly it provided the picking up is after the yeyush, not before the yeyush. Once a person picks up an aveda with the intention of holding onto it until he can return it, yeyush doesn't work. Because he now is in place of the bailim, he's a shomer. He's a shomer socho. As a shomer socho, he's not miyayush. He's got it in his hand. So yeyush doesn't attach to the chetzer.
So when you read the words e'ef shel knesa be yeyush, there is no yeyush yet. Is that what he means?
No, it means even if the bailin is now miyayush, since somebody's already picked it up and is a shomer, the Bailim has no longer the power to be Miyesh. It's the Shomer who has to be Miyesh now. Because the Shomer stands in place of the Bailim.
Right, so if he did it, picked it up, the Torah's Aveda, and not Omnas L'Goyzla, Koidim Yish, E'efshar L'Knosa B'Yish.
Then Yish will never help. Any Yish that comes thereafter will never be Maknet to them, to the...
Because you intercepted before...
That's right. You intercepted before the Yish. You took over possession.
And you're not a gunner.
And we said, we were trying to learn, in the last 2 weeks you remember, we were trying to learn that Yeish is about possession, about giving up rights of possession, more than giving up ownership. Maybe I still own it, but I have no control over it. I don't know where it is. I'll never see it again. That when a Shomer has got it, you can't give up possession because he stands in your place as holding possession.
So, is the Yeish Batos?
Sorry?
The Yeish Batos.
It's nothing. It's just nothing. Yeah, it's not Yish at all.
You didn't realize that in the Shomer being your shliach in a sense, is representing you.
Yes.
It's
an amazing idea. If you think for a moment that the word Yeish is also used psychologically and emotionally, yeah. Like despair. I'm a Yeish. I've given up. The idea that there are times when you think you've given up, but you actually haven't.
Yeah.
Because there's a force, there's a power that has control over what you think you should have control over. Sometimes we think we've lost control, and we need to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Shomer. The Ribbono Shel Olam has control, and your Yeish is irrelevant.
Right. We saw a number of Achronim that tackle what Tosfos's idea of Yeish is. If it's Namitam Hefker, then what is it? One of the explanations which I think was the Chazon Lich wrote down as well, when a person is miyayish, how did you put it?
As opposed to Rashi that said that when a person is miyayish, it becomes hefker. He said the Torah places it into a new status, non-hefker, almost dictating on behalf of the person. Saying it was in this limbo. No, sorry, there were two views. One of them said it had to move from the rishus of one man, and you needed to have somebody on the other side take it. As opposed to Rashi saying it goes into hefker. Tosfos says there's no hefker. It's just somebody's miyayish, and you must have another party that
you need a zoich in order for the yush to take effect. It does not go into hefker. Implying anyone could be Zoche, but a Yush requires a Zoche in order to
be. That's interesting, the Lashon Zoche as opposed to a Koine. You don't have to do a Kinyan on it, you just have to be holding it. It must just be in your possession. Yeah. If it's in your possession, the Yush passes it.
Yeah.
The other way of explaining it was that Tosfos is saying it's not Hefker, instead it's an alternate state of limbo, which, was that the Chazanish?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was the Zeicher Yitzchak or something like that. But it also the Chazon Ish said this idea. I'm just trying to remember how he put it exactly. It was something like
A Gezeiras Hakasav.
That when a person is Miyayish, it's not that he is Makirat, but the Torah then sort of steps in and says that. Your state of mind dictates that this thing is now, how do you put it?
Unknown, released. But,
I'll look it up again. But it's just interesting the way you were starting to phrase it. It was reminiscent of this Chazon Ish, which we used to put up again.
But just to understand here, you're saying that every time somebody loses something and another Jew picks it up, how do I know if he becomes a Shomer or if he's Zoicha?
Now he becomes a Shomer. If there hasn't been Yeish, yet he's a Shomer.
And how do I know in each case if there was Yeish or there wasn't?
So there's certain chazokas that the person had time to notice that it's missing, is that where the simonim is, then we go into all
right,
those areas and to try and assume whether there's been Yeish or there hasn't.
Right, but according to this Mochemes, even when it's stolen,
we're not on the stolen yet. So if you pick it up as a shomer before a Yeush, there is no more possibility of Yeyush, and you can never be koine it at all. Not like Tosfos says, where you koine the chefetz and you've got to pay back the money, you're not koine anything, because you're a shomer. Shomer is not koine. Okay. So the Bishlamay Kashina Tolabaturas Aveda Vilamanas Lagozla Kudim Yeyush, if you pick it up as an Aveda before Yeyush, E F Shal Liknoiso Beyeush, you can no longer be Koine Beyeush, Mipneshi Yoda Ki Atabailim Vishoma Sofa Shalom. You now are Shoma Sofa. Lailam ain't a nickname Beyeush. So it can no longer be nickname Beyeush. Have you got it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, however,
because you're stealing now, Avabazush
almanas legoiz lo netzalo. But this one, who took it to be goizel, harehi lebailim kemunachas bekarka. From the bailim's perspective, if you kind of lift yourself up and take a helicopter view of it, then there's no shomer yet. So as far as the Bailim is concerned, nobody has stepped in to take care of it. So it's still out there. The nikneis b'yeyush legamri, and now Yeyush kicks in after the Ganav has picked it up. This is a unique case where you can be miyayish before the Ganav does his Ganeva, and there's complete Yeyush.
You can be miyayish before, isn't it after?
In this case, it's miyayish afterwards. So normally, in this case, it's miyayish before. Harehi lebaidim kumnas bekarka. V'niknes biyayish legamri. Sorry, and he's miyayish after he's stolen it, and he can be koine kedin motze mitzia la'achayish.
Is he koine b'shas the gzeilo, or is he koine when there's a yeyush 10 minutes later?
He's koine biyeyush, says the Ramban. V'niknes biyeyush legamri.
Right after.
You can't be koine b'shas the gezela because he hasn't been miyayish yet.
But I thought when I learned this, I thought he was saying that in a sense when he says menachas bekarka, okay, that's in contrast to being a shomer. But I thought he was also saying that that even though technically the Baal HaBayis hasn't been miyayish yet, that act of gezela almost forces a yeyush even without his knowledge, because it's been removed from his ability to hand return to it.
But he doesn't know that yet, so he's got to still do a yeyush. In a normal case of gezela, he knows immediately it's been stolen. But in this case, he doesn't know yet that it's until he's miyayish, nothing's happened. He just dropped it. He still thinks I can go back and find it.
So what's the Ganav is holding on to it? Are we saying that as soon as a yeyush happens 10 minutes later, at that point there's a kinyan for the Ganav?
Yes, a kinyan b'yeyush. It's not the normal kinyan gezela.
And it's kinyan after yeyush now at the end.
And the kinyan and the yeyush. Is this a yeyush bilchud? I mean, is this yeyush pikadi?
I suppose with a shinui rishus, probably.
There's no nothing.
There's the shinui rishus.
Why? Not necessarily.
Well, the Ganav
Rishus requires, has to be a Mechira, like it says, it's the next, the Shulchan Aruch says, has to be Mechira, has to be, it's not, if there's no Shinin Rishus, the man is, the Ganav takes it, and then 10 minutes later, the Yush,
you're right, the Yush alone does it, because look at the next words in the Ramban, you're right, the Yush alone does it. Kedin Moitze Mitzia La'acha Yush.
Well, that's the conversion from Gazela to
this is the hybrid that here he uses an Avedo mechanism to be Koine Beyeush, even though he's a Gazlan.
Right. So that's what I thought it meant, that his act of Gazela and making it Menachas Bekarka creates a state of Yeush, even if there hasn't been a physical change of mind. On the part of the Baal HaBayis.
There is.
That's when he's koine. He's koine immediately at that point.
Well, we did it as a sequence. We said, the fellow picks it up. Usually he would become a shomer, but be here because he's a Goslin.
He's not a shamer.
We are then going to place it on the ground as if it is a Metziah, and then comes Yeush.
Yeah, I understand that you're talking about the question is when Yeush occurs. So there's a moment of Yeush, separate from the moment of Gezeilah. The question is that moment of Yeush before or after he picks it up? So here we're saying the moment of Yeush is after he picks it up.
In order to consider it like a Metziah.
But is it the combination of the picking up and the Yeush that affects the Kenyan?
And it's a full Kenyan here, we're saying.
We learned the Ramban is saying that the act of Geneva is really an act of Aveda in disguise. And
behind the scenes,
what is actually happening, the mechanism of the Geneva is that when he takes it, it's as if it's an Aveda with Yeush.
Yes, he picks it up. So what is the sequence? A man drops something. He's not Miyash. He doesn't even know he's dropped it.
Yes.
So Reuven drops something. Shimon picks it up with the intention to be Gozer.
And not return.
Right.
And not to return it. There hasn't yet been Yeush. He can't be Koine it yet.
Now we make it Kumanachso Gavikarka. What did that do for us?
All that does is that the Bailin can still be Miyayish because there's no Shomer. The reason that Yeush doesn't work with Aveda after he's picked it up is because he's already a Shomer. But here he's not yet a Shomer, so he has suspended, he has picked it up without becoming a Shomer. That's all he's done. He's picked up an Aveda without becoming a Shomer Aveda.
And this is post-Yeush?
This is not post-Yeush yet. He's just picked it up, this is pre-Yeush.
He doesn't know he's
dropped
it.
The
Yeush comes afterwards. So Reuven drops the coin.
No.
He's not Miyash. He doesn't even know he's dropped the coin. Before he knows he's dropped the coin, Shimon picks it up. Right. But not as a Shomer.
Almanas
Le Gozler. That's even irrelevant that it's Almanas Le Gozler. What's important is it's not Almanas Le Heshiv.
Okay.
He has no intention of returning, therefore he's not a Shomer. Memela, his intention is to be Gozel. The Ramban is getting a little deeper into his psychology. The important part is he doesn't have intention to be Meshiv. If he doesn't have intention to be Meshiv, he's not a Shomer. If he's not a Shomer, then it's still attached to the original owner, who has not been Miyayish yet. And still being attached to the original owner, there's no Kenyan. Or maybe there's a Kenyan Gezela, but the Kenyan Gezela would mean that you've still got to pay back the money. But I don't even know if there would be a Kenyan Gezeilah. Maybe only according to that Rambam that we saw, that as soon as you take it out of the Rishus of the Bailim, you turn into a Ganav. But leaving that aside, there's not even a Kenyan Gezeilah yet. There's no Shinui, there's no anything. Okay. Then Reuven touches his pocket and sees that he's lost his purse. And he says, goodness, I've been in a busy airport. No chance I'm going to find it. That Yeush works because there's no Shomer. There's no, now that the Yeush works, the Ganav becomes a Zoyche as a Motzei Aveda would be if he found it after Yeush. It's a most unbelievable concept that he's created, that Rava has created. He doesn't have to be Mekayim, there's no Meshiv Yisagzela here. It's completely his. The same as a Motzei Aveda Lacha Yeush. Sharei Niknes Lo Legamri B'Yeush Mitam Aveda.
Mitam Aveda.
Yeah.
So he's converted the Geneva into an Aveda case.
He's converted, Legabi the Kenyan. Legabi the Kenyan,
Why did the Ramban forced to say this? Because otherwise...
You've got Tosfos as Kasha otherwise.
Because otherwise you're stuck... It's a
Matana
here,
so, and don't forget, he's learning that Rabbi Yehudoi Gaon is explaining Rava.
Uh-huh.
So he's giving you the mechanism. What does this mean, you're over on all three? So it's Rabbi Yehudoi Gaon says, because you've created a hybrid of a Gazlan and a Ganav to such an extent where you can't even be Machzir, because if you're Machzir, you're Machzir a Matana. not just with one of them, like Tosfos says, but kulon.
So is this a unique case of the merging of Aveda and Zayda?
Yes.
I mean, a standard gunner who walks into someone's house and takes something and then walks out with it, and then later the Balabais finds out and is Miyahish. We would not say over there that this is a Aveda in disguise.
No, not at all. Not at all.
That's a pure case of Geneva.
These are both happening at the same time.
The issue here is that the Geneva can happen before the Yeish.
That the
Yeish could happen, the Yeish theoretically could happen before the Geneva. So by picking it up, he has the option to determine his status. Either I'm a Shomer or a Ganef.
Right.
You find a Metzia in the street. If there has been Yeush, then you're neither a Shomer nor a Ganef. You're the new owner. If you find a Metzia in the street that has Simonim, and therefore the owner was not Miyayish, you have a choice. You can choose to be Ganef or you can choose to be Shomer.
Right.
If you choose to be Shomer, then if later on the Balabais is Miyayish, the Yeush has no effect, your Chiyuv to return the object remains. You get no financial benefits from this. But you've also committed no averus. There's an assay that hangs over you, but there are no averus.
Yeah.
If you decide to be a ganav and then the balabais is miyayish, you make a lot of money out of it. You get complete ownership of the hefta, but your olam haba is in some danger.
You're over
three yisurim, two lavim and an assay. And there's nothing you can do to fix it.
Because even if you return it, wouldn't you at least have your lavanita glass, eh?
No, not according to Rav Ekun to Rav Yehuda Igon. It's no longer lavanita kliase because you've become a meshiva veda. You're not a gazan anymore.
I'm meshiva matana,
it's a matana. You were zoiche mitam aveda. You weren't zoiche mitam ganav. So there's no nita kliase. Heshiv is a gzeila, doesn't apply. It's not a gzeila.
Wow. So here I want to return the thing that I stole, and it doesn't even work.
Because you didn't steal it anymore. Retrospective, you've unstole it.
Turned it
back. But all those isurim, all those lavim, and the assays and the lav that were on you before are still there. They don't disappear.
Right. Why don't they?
Because
I'm no longer a ganav.
Because you've changed. Yeah, but what have you done with those isurim? How did you get rid of those isurim? They don't.
Disappear. Allow me to fix it. Mitam ganav. According to the Ramban, I'm still considered a ganav that I have these isurim.
I was overly sigzel. I'm not a ganav. I was overly sigzel. I was overly sigzel. Have you fixed that? No. Why don't you return the gzela? I can't return the gzela anymore. It isn't a gzela anymore. You've changed this. It's amazing. So you've created a different thing. You've converted the object from a gzeila to a metzia aveda.
Don't you have an obligation to return an aveda?
Well, you know what I think, if you want to use the gavra and the chefza idea, I think that in a sense, you've changed the chefza, but not the gavra. The gavra is still a ganav, but there's no chefza to be measured. You've turned the chefza into an aveda.
Yeah, the ganav lost it. The ganav has an aveda of his ganav.
So if you look at the Loshon of the Ramban, I'll just read it to you, the Ramban on Perish HaShas, on the Perish HaRamban. Oven bekulon mishum ba'atigzon mishum ha'shev teshivin, kosuv benuschei u'mashmei degon zal naktinan le. He says it's written in the... in the Nusfos, that over the Kulam Mishim Ba'atikzum, etc., and we have it in the name of the Goyin, V'afakav da'ahadra l'bosu yeish, matona ba'almu hutiko yevri v'isu da'ovad avad. So he actually says, so this that the father of Yisrael Salanta says, actually the Ramban says, it's in the Nusach, but it comes from Rav Yehuda Igon. Ramban already says. So he asks Toys this discussion. Of course you have to give it back. How can you say that you can't give it back? So he asks Toys this discussion. Avedo is nicknames legamri with yesh. Miki ahadok fanis yashu ukenoze alokiim veishivis agzera shegozo sheve keno legamri. You can't be mekayim veishivis agzera because you've been kenev. Veloy dami lishar gzeros sheeinon nicknames leolam legamri. Other gzeros are never nicknames legamri. They're only nicknames. The chefter is nicknames, but not the value. But here everything is nicknames. So he gets more kinyan than a regular gazlan. Then he goes in, V'dilu mipnei shenasis yodoi ki yad baylim, v'shomer shu baylim, hu hilkech lo kani lo lo ilom b'yeh shachaka, aval hocha kivan shegozlo ze, lo mechayev b'hashavoso l'acha yeh. V'en achinami de mechayev kodim yeh, b'hashev t'shivim. Before the Yeush, he does have to give it back. And here's the important part. This gezela has two sounds to it. V'din avedo yeshlo, liknos b'yeish legamra. It is a gzeilo, and it has the din of an avedo. V'zeo das hagon ma'ar of Yehuda Yizal, l'fidati, v'chol abo'i ma'arov, som chol. This is pshat in Rav Yehuda Yizal. So he emphasizes again that this is a hybrid. So now let's have a look at the Tzoy Sakhosha and see what he does with it. So he starts off and brings the Gemara in Bava Kamma.
Right.
And then he says, and then he brings the Tosfos. V'chosru sham Tosfos. Even an Aveda, if the Yeush happens after he lifts it up, he still has to give back the money. So all Tosfos wants to prove is that by Gzela as well, he's koni the Gufa Gzela, even though he has to give back the money. The only way that Yeush has any effect in the case of Avedo is if the Yeush is before the Moitse picks it up. And even if you want to say that Yeush works for Gezela, that there's no question that in Avedo, Yeush, you cannot be Koine be Yeush after you've picked it up. And then he brings the Rambam. And he goes through with the Rambam all the way to the Zeh HaPerush Borah V'Nachum. Since the reason that in Aveda you're not Koine if the Yeush comes after you pick it up, Love mishum di biyisura ateliyode. That's not because it came to your hand biyisura. You're allowed to pick up an aveda before Yeush. In fact, you're supposed to pick up an aveda before Yeush. The aveda loy mikri klal biyisura ateliyode. Given the rashoyi litlo, you're allowed to pick up an aveda. There's no act of gezela in picking up an aveda. But dafka gezela mikri biyisura ateliyode. Then it's all beloved gezo. Because it's only with gezela where by picking it up you're over the isur of loy sigzol. That's called b'isura b'aliyod. that picking it up from the street when it's an Aveda, there's no Isur at all. So what other reason could there be that you cannot be Kone if the Yerush comes after Bosa Liyodeh? And the Mishim de Bosa the Ati Liyodeh, Havalei Shoh Mishal HaBailim, V'yodeh Ki Yodeh, Chumashi Kosev HaRamban. You're now the one who has the right to be Miyayish or not Miyayish, not the owner. U'mishumachi niche de Omer Rabba, Moitze Aveda Lav Kivan de Miyayish Mara Mina, Mekami de Tesi Liyodeh. And so the Loshon of Rabba is right. Is it not true that in the case of Moitze Aveda, that the Yeyush has to take place before he picks it up? The only reason that it has to be before is because of the problem of the Shomer. Otherwise, it wouldn't matter when the Yeyush would happen. If he's in fact not a Shomer, then the Yeyush would work. The only reason the Yeyush doesn't work by Aveda is because he becomes a Shomer. But in the case in Eilu Metzius, in Rava's case of Eilu Metzius, he in fact is not a Shomer. So he has removed the barrier to being Koine La'acha Yeyush. The Gazan, lo habi Shomer, kama shikos v'tosu perek ha-Koine stuff, and involved, ibn ha-fa pshita yesha. U'mishumachi b'gzeila Koine b'yeyush. Or Dilma Mishum de Bisura Ateliode Loikona, or the other side is maybe he can't be Koina, because it's Bisura Ateliode.
The Mikveh the Sesli Yadi is not meant to contrast with Zela.
Right.
It's merely meant to rule out the Shomer.
That's it. That whole case of Rava in Eilu Metzius is to create a case of somebody picking up a Metzia and not becoming a Shomer. That's all he's done there.
And the fact that it is different, though, like Tois has asked, that Gzela happens prior to Yush, and Aveda, by definition, always happens after Yush.
But the reason that that Aveda can only happen la'acha Yush is because Lifna Yush Yura Shomer. That's the problem. It's not a magical din by Aveda, it's just because you become a Shomer. If you could pick up an Aveda and not become a Shomer, then you could be Kohen. The only way you can pick up an Aveda without becoming a Shomer is if you have no intention of giving it back, in which case you're a Gazlan.
But it's not difficult. Or is that the Sofik?
No, that's not the Sofik. The Sofik is whether you can compare it because of the Surah Atalayyadah. It's just Shomer, and that's what Robert does, is he takes away the Shomer. So again, somebody drops a coin and is not Miyash. You pick it up. And I ask you at that moment, what is your intention in picking it up? And I give you that study. If you say, my intention is to return it, you need to know you can never be koineit. He has not been miyayish. You should leave it in the street until he's miyayish. Because if you pick it up now, it will never be yours. If you have no intention of returning it, then you don't become a shomer, and the moment is miyayish, it's yours. But you're a gazlan.
I don't know. You can leave it in the street until he's miyayish.
Yeah, so the best thing would be to leave it in the street until he's miyayish, and then to lift it up. Then you can be kone as a moitza aveda. But if you pick something up before yayish, it's not be surab atal yode, you're allowed to pick it up. But now what's your intention? Are you more worried about your olam hazeh or your olam haba? If you're worried about your olam hazeh, then you should be a ganav. Then your intention should be to not give it back, and it will become yours. And the gazan and the owner will never have a claim on you. He can't take you to Beis Din. It's yours.
As long as it's a yeish later on.
If you want to pick it up with the intention of giving it back, and you'll be a tzaddik, you don't want to do anything wrong, then you've been over no averes, but it can never become yours. You'll have to keep it at Shiova HaMashiach unless you find him.
So when it's a Isur Asal Yadi case where you are a ganav and you're picking it up to be, is Yish Koina?
No, it's not Isur Asal Yadi. When you pick it up, even Amanat Ligzo, it's not the Isur Asal Yadi. That's what the Ktoi says here. That's not the Isur Asal Yadi.
So then what's the problem then? For sure Yish is Koina. The whole question
don't confuse the Gemara in Bava Kama with the Gemara in Matzias. The Gemara in Bava Kama is comparing.
Straight
Aveda with straight Gezela.
Okay. So here's in a mixed case.
Yeah, it's not Isura Bala Yoda. In Rava's case, it's not Isura Bala Yoda. That's the Ktsoisa's addition here. It's not Isura Bala Yoda.
So is the Ktsoisa's goal here to explain the Suffolk and the Gemara?
He said you don't need Tosfos and Rashi's Docha. The way that Ramban learns, Rav Yehuda Igon, you don't need Rashi and Tosfos' Docha. Now, what it all might revolve around is the Tosfos doesn't see it as Rav Yehuda Igon, he sees it as part of Rava.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a Perish. The Rav Agav is not a Perish. The Rav Agav is an additional piece that might go only on the last one.
Wow.
The whole beauty of the Ramban is he explains Rav Yehuda Igon as a Perish on Rava.
Mm-hmm.
Giving the technology by which Rava creates the situation where he's a hybrid Ganav and Moitzei Aveda.
So it's true that it has to be a situation where the Yush is the Mikvah Deseh Sel Yadeh. That's just the technical requirement.
Otherwise,
the Gemara says it. The Gemara says it. Again, you could still ask, why does it have to say it? If that's the only Hechatimtza where it happens, then that should be obvious, maybe. But is it? Do we still not have Tosa's basic question?
No.
How can you really compare Ganav and Aveda?
The sequences.
When there is an obvious difference. At the end of the day.
The difference is in worldview is that according to Tosfos, there is a comparison in that. In both cases, Yeush has the effect of being makne to you the chayfetz, but not the value.
Yes.
That's the limud.
That's what Yeush does. Excepting for Yeush, in the case of Aveda, Yeush kodim before you lift it. So there you koinate completely.
Yeah.
But in other cases, just as a Yeush by Gezelo gives you the chayfetz but not the value, so Yeush by Aveda gives you the chayfetz but not the value. And the Gemara's question is, does the fact that Isura Bola Yoda make a difference in how Yeush works?
That's her question.
Is Yeush independent of whether Isura Bola Yoda or not independent of it? So that's how Rashi and Tosfos learn.
Yeah.
The Ramban says there's no case of Yeush in Aveda coming after you've been lifted up the Metzia, there's no case of Yeush. Yeush is completely ineffective.
Yes. But we're still prepared to compare Ganeva to Aveda.
So now how will we be preparing? So now what will we be comparing? So the Gemara is asking, just as by Geneva Yeush works before you, by Geneva Yeush works before Metzia, before the Metzia.
Yeah.
In the case of Gezela, since there's not a whole thing of a Shomer, it doesn't make a difference whether it's before or after. In other words, yes, in the case of Avedo, since the Moitse becomes a Shomer, Yeush only works before. But in Gezela, where there's no Inyan of a Shomer, maybe Yeush works all the time.
It still will be kind of...
That's how the Ramban will learn the Gemara in Elimitzius, the Gemara in Bava Kamma.
Yeah. Would he learn that limit about... He wouldn't learn the Domek versus the Gof?
No.
You can say there's a full canyon. You don't even have to return down there.
So this, I recorded this one because I thought it might be something that we'll want to be closer as we kind of master this piece of Ramban. It's difficult, but it's just so brilliant. And for the Ktsois, it's just so interesting. The Ktsois kind of, in learning the Gemara in Bava Kamma, recognizes the Milchamas in Eilu Metzius as an alternative pshat to Tosfos and Rashi. Another example. We've often talked about how the Ktsois HaChoshen gives pshat in Gemara. He just gives pshat in Gemara, not just by understanding the words, but by using lomdus. And just this is a beautiful case where the Ktzos HaChrishim has learned pshat in the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samech Vav, using the lomdus of a Ramban and a Balam and a Bahag in Eirim Mitzvahs.
Bottom of your...